What do you mean by it?
Sir, I was too plain. I beg your pardon. I ought to have replied that it was not easy to give an impromptu answer to a question about appearances, that tastes mostly differ, and that beauty is of little consequence, or something of that sort.
You ought to have replied no such thing. Beauty of little consequence, indeed. And so, under pretence of softening the previous outrage, of stroking and soothing me into placidity, you stick a sly penknife under my ear. Go on. What faults do you find with me, pray? I suppose I have all my limbs and all my features like any other man.
Mr. Rochester, allow me to disown my first answer. I intended no pointed repartee. It was only a blunder.
Just so. I think so. And you shall be answerable for it. Criticise me. Does my forehead not please you?
He lifted up the sable waves of hair which lay horizontally over his brow, and showed a solid enough mass of intellectual organs, but an abrupt deficiency where the suave sign of benevolence should have risen.
Now, ma'am, am I a fool?
Far from it, sir. You would perhaps think me rude if I inquired in return whether you are a philanthropist?
There again! Another stick of the penknife when she pretended to pat my head. And that is because I said I did not like the society of children and old women. Low be it spoken. No, young lady, I am not a general philanthropist, but I bear a conscience. And he pointed to the prominences which are said to indicate that faculty, and which fortunately for him were sufficiently conspicuous, giving indeed a marked breadth to the upper part of his head. And besides, I once had a kind of rude tenderness of heart.